This is Money in Motion with Class Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our telephone numbers, 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Joining us this week, Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss. How you guys doing today?
Great. How are you?
Doing well. Malia, how are you today?
Very good.
Excellent. Great to talk with both of you. And don't forget, CJ and Malia are both here for you. If you have questions, give us a call right now. 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Telephone number at Kloss Financial, 442-5637. It's 442-5637. Online at KlossFinancial.com. That's KlossFinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com. And one more time, their telephone number, 442-5637. Want to hold on to that telephone number. Also, coming up a little bit later in the program, we'll have a Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. Your chance to win a fantastic prize this week, a $25 gift card for iTunes. Very, very cool. Before we get rocking and rolling, start talking a little bit about Social Security and some other great things to know about retirement. Let's take a look back at last week and look over last week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week.
Yeah, Sean. So last week we talked about how many Americans currently have completed their will. And the answer to that question was 44% of Americans do have a will. The takeaway is if you're not one of those 44%, get one going today and get it filed. So that's the takeaway.
Fantastic. And we'll do a new Kloss Quiz Question Week this week. Little tip here. Just listen closely to the program. Typically, the answer to the Kloss Quiz Question Week comes up during the program. As we mentioned, we're going to be talking Social Security. And let's talk about that. And when is the best time to start thinking, okay, I should start taking Social Security? And also, what are those things you should be considering when you're approaching retirement when you're thinking Social Security?
Yeah, so whether or not you draw at 62, which is the earliest you can draw from Social Security, or 66 to 67, which is typically full Social Security retirement age, or waiting all the way until 70, really depends upon a number of factors. So things that you need to consider are, what type of debt do you have going into retirement? Because, of course, the more debt you have, that means it takes more cash flow. And sometimes, therefore, drawing earlier can be a benefit to you because you need that cash flow to manage your debt. What are your income needs? Is your spouse going to be eligible to draw Social Security? And if so, how much? Do you plan to be gainfully employed between 62 and your full retirement age? So we talk a lot about this. There's an income limitation between the earliest you can draw, which is 62, and your full retirement age. This is always so tricky. People go, what is my full retirement age? Well, that depends. Mm-hmm. It's somewhere between 66 and 67, depending upon your date of birth. But right on your Social Security statement, it'll tell you right on there. By the way, every American statement gives them three numbers. A relative Social Security, 62, a projection at 62, your full retirement age, which again is either 66, 66 and 2 months, 4 months, so on and so forth, all the way up to 67, and that's every American falls in there, and then 70. So those are the three numbers they give, 62, full retirement age, and 70. You just have to be careful about earnings between them. Mm-hmm. And another thing to consider is, you know, perhaps if I'm gonna be earning, is it worth waiting to draw given the delayed retirement credits?
He is CJ Kloss. She is Malia Cuevas. They join us from Kloss Financial online, KlossFinancial.com. That's KlossFinancial.com. Telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Or if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, they can answer them for you right now on the show. Our number is 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Looking at the numbers then, what is kind of that average when it comes to Social Security? What's kind of the average benefit?
Well, I'm going to talk about that in just a second. I just want to do a point of clarification. Mm-hmm. CJ said all Americans have these choices of when they can take their Social Security, starting at 62 and beyond. CJ's Social Security benefit, he's going to be allowed to take his at 70, 75, or 80. So he has to wait a lot longer than the rest of us. So just so everybody knows
Oh, thanks, Malia.
He's the only one. But joking aside, what we're looking at with Social Security is the average current benefit out there, the max total benefit out there, I should say the average right now for 2017 is $1,342. Mm. The maximum benefit depends on the age you retire and how much money you've earned over your highest 35 years. So I'm giving you averages and then maximum. Maximum, if you were to retire at full retirement age in 2017, that maximum benefit's currently at $2,687 at your full retirement age. If you retired age 62 in 2017, your maximum benefit's $2,153. And average collected benefit is only $1,076. At age 62. So I'm telling you maximum benefits and average benefits. Why is that important? Well, you've been working for many years, and everyone has different occupations, different pay levels, and your Social Security benefit is they're utilizing a formula that is the highest 35 years adjusted for inflation. So it's good to know the average out there over 1,300. If that is your only source of income in retirement, obviously we need to have a lot of things in order, one of which is, of course, we spend a lot of time talking about eliminating your debt. But the bigger picture is we need to have additional investments, hopefully, to counteract only having the $1,300 in Social Security. Again, if you put more into Social Security, your benefit's going to be much higher, as we've described. And also, waiting till the age of 70, CJ alluded to this with delayed retirement credits. If you're able to manage this and wait longer, your benefit does increase by about 8% per year. So we look at this with people. We sit down, we go, okay, does it make sense to wait till 70 to get that higher benefit? If you're single, probably not, because nobody else is going to be able to take over your benefit. So a lot of things to look at when we're calculating which benefit is the best for you, what are your choices. Another interesting fact when we talk about delayed retirement credits is that only 2% of all workers actually do wait till age 70 to collect that Social Security benefit. Mm. So it sounds great to hold on and wait, but the reality is only 2% of us actually wait.
Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. Don't forget you can find them online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Telephone number here in Madison, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, coming up later in the program, you'll need that number as well. We'll do the Kloss quiz question of the week. Let's talk real quick about deciding to take Social Security early, and I would assume there are things you need to be aware of if you do make that decision. There's probably some restrictions there, aren't there?
There are. I want to reflect back on what Malia just said for a moment. 2% of Americans actually wait till age 70. Okay, so again, every year you wait, it grows by 8% until the age of 70. Only 2% of Americans wait until then. So a couple things. On the one hand, Malia and I aren't bothered by that because certainly people should pull when they need it and when it's best for their family. On the other hand, we have to look statistically at how many people would have been better off if they had waited from a total benefit standpoint. And for those that don't know, this is all about break-even calculations. These are always interesting things. And when do I break even on my benefit between 79 and 80, so on and so forth? Well, the break-even point for most Americans is right around 79 or 80, and yet the mortality or average life expectancy is about 82, 83, meaning most people would benefit on a total basis if they waited till 70.
Okay, yeah.
Except only 2% actually do it. So that's kind of interesting,
yeah.
Isn't it? We get this great 8% growth rate. We have this really great calculation that shows us we're probably going to be better to wait, and yet most people don't. Now, again, that doesn't mean everybody should wait till 70. It just means you might want to stop before you go grab that Social Security benefit and consider waiting at least a little bit longer.
So let's talk about if you decide to go early, what are some of the things you need to be aware of?
The biggest consideration here is working income, mm-hmm. right? So between 62 and your full retirement age, Social Security limits the amount you can earn before they start taking away Social Security benefits. So pretty simple rule. If you're going to earn over $16,920 a year, then between 62 and your full retirement age, then you probably should probably should try and wait to draw Social Security. Because if you go over that dollar amount, for every $2 over, they take away $1 of Social Security. So people think of it as double dipping, right? You dip into Social Security, you dip into your earnings at the same time. Well, you're limited on how much you can double dip. Now, once you reach your full retirement age, again, somewhere between 66 and 67, then you can earn as much as you want to with no offset on your Social Security benefit. By the way, I've never really looked into exactly why they do this, besides I know that they want to get people further down the line into retirement. It's a way to try to make sure people aren't on too many social programs, basically. But that's really all I know. I'm not quite certain why else they would do this earnings offset. But
CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss and Money in Motion, of course, answers to all your retirement questions in one place. Give us a call right now, 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Don't forget, you can find Kloss Financial online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You may recall a few years ago, Pepsi used to have the joy of Pepsi and the joy of cola. We'll talk about the joy of cola in a little different context. We'll do that next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our numbers here at 1310 WIBA, 321-1310. That's 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, they would love to answer them for you right now. Don't forget, you can find Kloss Financial online, klossfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. We are talking Social Security this morning with Malia and CJ, and talked just before the break about COLA, which should be a great thing, and that sounds like a good thing. I just feel like, and correct me if I'm wrong, a lot of people were kind of complaining about it recently, about they were not happy, they were not satisfied. What is it, and does this mean I get more money every year if I'm on Social Security?
Yeah, well, everybody wants more money every year, regardless of the state of the economy. So let's be honest, never enough. So yeah, interesting with Social Security, there is an adjustment for the cost of living. So COLA is the cost of living adjustment, and basically they're trying to make sure that your purchasing power with your Social Security benefit is not eroded. So they actually, Congress approved this back in 1975 for automatic cost of living adjustments on your Social Security. But actually what we've seen, I mean, if we go back to 75, that cost of living was at an average of 8%. So when everyone got their Social Security bump of 8%, they were like, whoa, this is big. But actually that's what it was costing to survive out there with inflation. So we've seen that number go all over the board, and we ended up with a few years where we were at 0%, so no change in your benefit, although you still went to the grocery store and things were more expensive, but the official cost of living was not what Social Security recognized. So this year, everybody got a big 0.3% increase,
yes,
which I think for the average person was 50 cents, $3 to their benefit. So people were like, okay, well, this is better than last year. I saw no change last year. But this year, they didn't quite feel anything either. So it is kind of a mystery because, as I said, things are more expensive. We see with slight indications of inflation, and yet your benefit, you're not really feeling it in your benefit.
Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss this morning joining us from Kloss Financial online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Or if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals, you can call now at 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. And Sandy called. She did not want to go on the air, but she had a question about Social Security. And her question was, if one spouse is collecting Social Security, does that affect the other spouse, or does it add restrictions to that other spouse?
Great question, Sandy. So if one spouse is drawing Social Security, it does not restrict the other one. It just expands options for the other one. Because the way Social Security is calculated is you get all of your benefit or half of your spouse's, whichever is greater, as long as you've been married for a year. But there's also an age offset. So if you're 5 years younger, you know, so on and so forth. But your spouse has to be drawing in order to be able to opt for that benefit. So we've seen circumstances, as an example, husband doesn't work much, but is eligible, turns 62, draws $400 a month, but his wife did work throughout her career, but she's, and her benefit's going to be $2,000 a month or $3,000 a month, but she's not drawing yet. Well, he can't get half of hers until she starts drawing, right? So there's some interesting things mm-hmm. there. So to answer Sandy's question, no, it doesn't restrict the spouse as much as it opens up potential options depending upon the calculation.
CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas joining us this morning. And great question, Sandy. You too can be like Sandy. We'll put you right on the air. All you got to do is give us a call, 321-1310, toll free, 877-235-1310. Of course, you can find Malia and CJ as well online, KlossFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. Or set up an appointment. Telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no cost for that first initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, their number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Is there an option to buy credits to make your Social Security benefit higher? We'll find out next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our telephone number is here at the station, 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Don't forget Kloss Financial. You can find them online, KlossFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com, all one word. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no cost for that initial get-to-know-you appointment. You can give them a call again at 442-5637. You're also going to want to hold on to the telephone number. Coming up a little bit later in the segment, we will have our Kloss Quiz question of the week. Your chance to win a $25 gift card for iTunes. Talking Social Security this morning, along with taking your calls, let's talk about those Social Security benefits. You're talking about some of those numbers. I'm going, ooh, is there a way to buy? I mean, for example, let's say I wasn't a high earner. a little close to home there. Let's just say I'm not
whatever.
Higher. How is there a way to go out? Is there a way to buy credits or get some increase that those benefits?
Don't believe what Sean's saying. He's got gold plated teeth behind the glass here. No. No, there's not a way to buy more credits. So this is interesting, right? It's this idea of, okay, certain percentage of my income goes into Social Security for every year that I earn, you know, work. For those who don't know, it's about 6.5% of your earnings and 6.5% of your employers is what goes into Social Security. That's how you have this benefit. So you're contributing all the way along, but I don't earn enough per year to have one of these maximum benefits that CJ and Malia are talking about. And so therefore, I want to buy up credits, right? I want to buy up more benefit. And the answer is no, you can't do that, right? Which is, but by the way, that shouldn't really, in our humble opinion, be a mm-hmm. big deal. Because if that's your intent, go buy up a 401k, go that's buy true, up an man. IRA, right? It's cash flow at the end of the day. And the beauty of a 401k or an IRA is that it's actually in your control, mm-hmm. right? It's not in the government's control where they could potentially overspend or screw it up. Mm-hmm. Which for those who don't know, that's kind of the theme of Social Security. or I should say Congress in general. So anyways, yes, you cannot buy additional credits. The benefit is calculated, by the way, based upon your highest 35 years of earnings adjusted for inflation. But you have to have 40 quarters or 10 years of earnings to even just qualify for getting a benefit. So there's a minimum qualification to get a benefit. Then there's how they calculate it over time, which is based on your highest 35 years. And then, of course, people go, well, where can I see my benefit? Well, we talk about this on the air all the time, ssa.gov, right? Social Security Administration.gov. And if you go on there, create a username and password with your social and all of that, it'll just show you your benefit and your earnings history. And as we talked a lot about on this show, we encourage you to go at least once a year to make sure they actually got your accurate earnings. earnings, because they'll show you why they're showing you that benefit based upon the earnings that came through the IRS. So there you go.
And then when you mentioned the website is fantastic, and on advice from you guys a few years ago, I got on there, and it is a great resource, ssa.gov. So great information there.
Well, and sorry to cut in. You know, if you were contributing 13% to a 401k, I'll bet you would know how to get the information on it.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Good point, yeah.
And yet, the number of people who know where to get their Social Security benefit is very low. Mm-hmm. So my encouragement to you is realize 13% of your earnings are going into this, you know, form of a retirement benefit, social retirement benefit. I would encourage you to make sure it's actually being done properly.
And as we look forward to kind of taking, you know, kind of getting that money back or out of Social Security, at what point do we have to start saying, all right, I've got to start working to applying for the benefit part of Social Security? When should people be thinking about that?
Yeah, typically 3 months in advance of when you want to start receiving the benefit.
Okay.
It's a big engine, right? Social Security is a big engine, and it takes a while for that engine to turn on. So if you say, hey, I want my benefit, you know, 30 days from now, so I'm going to apply today, well, good luck. It's probably not going to turn on 30 days from now. But if you start at 90 days in advance, we find that's about the appropriate amount of time for that engine to start turning on 90 days later.
Kind of a weird question. If I start the when we talk about when you start collecting, you mentioned 3 months out. If I start the process today, does it start at that birth? According to my day, start the day you apply or the day you receive, or can you get back stuff?
Yeah, great question. What we're really talking about here is if you want to start your income 90 days from now, then apply today. So apply 90 days in advance. But if you apply today and you list a date 30 days from now, it probably won't kick on till 90 days, but then they'll just catch you up, right? They'll give you 2 or 3 months in one pay, and then they'll go to monthly. So they'll get around to it. Right? They'll get around to it. It's not like they're going to miss it, but it's just you really want to wait around for 2 or 3 months and then get a lump. You get my point.
You can hang
We don't want people waiting for income that's not showing up.
That's right.
You know, some people think it'll just automatically show up in their bank account, and you do have to be proactive on this one.
I did have one person go, I applied yesterday and nothing's in my bank account. I go, oh, you poor soul. This is Social Security we're talking about.
Yeah. I also feel like with Congress, there could be a sign outside that says, we'll get around to it. Yeah. So, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. Don't forget about the website, KlossFinancial.com, all one word, KlossFinancial.com. I'll spell it for you. It's KLAASFinancial.com. Of course, telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You're going to want to hold on to that telephone number because it is now time for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I will ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial Office at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you will win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to iTunes. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. What percentage of Americans wait until age 70 to begin collecting their Social Security benefit? Telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. First caller with the correct answer will win that prize. Don't forget that's also Kloss Financial's office telephone number. Give them a call, 442-5637. No cost for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. CJ likes to describe that kick of the tires. Telephone number 442-5637. Online, KlossFinancial.com. CJ, Malia, you guys have a fantastic week.
Thanks.
Thanks.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.